Several dozen people are milling around a meeting room on a recent evening at the headquarters of All Care Health in Grants Pass. They've come to learn about naloxone and hopefully get their hands on some. Julia Pinsky, who organized this meeting, steps to the microphone and introduces her organization.
Max's mission was formed in last November, a small nonprofit, to bring naloxone to as many people who need it.
Pinsky formed Max's mission a few years after the death of her 25-year-old son. We'll talk more with Julia later. Meanwhile, at the meeting, Dr. Kristen Miller, the chief medical officer at Siskiyou Community Health, lays out the scope of the opioid epidemic.
In the U.S., we have about 5% of the world's population. We consume 80% of the world's supply of opiate medications.
In Southern Oregon alone, she says,
every year, over 1,200 prescriptions are filled for every 1,000 individuals, so more than one prescription for every man, woman, and child.
Given the ubiquity of legal opioid drugs such as OxyContin and Vicodin, plus the related boom in the use of similar street drugs such as heroin, Miller says having the ability to quickly reverse an opioid overdose has become a civic imperative.
We need to get naloxone out into the community. We need to change perception so that people think about it as like they do a seatbelt or a fire extinguisher.
Holding community meetings to train everyday people in the use of a powerful drug and to hand that drug out for free is kind of an unusual thing to do. Earlier, in her living room at home, Julia Pinsky explained how she came to organize those meetings.
My interest came about through having lost our son, Max, in 2013 from a heroin overdose.
Pinsky says Max had been struggling for some time with addiction when one afternoon she found him unconscious in her home office. Efforts to revive him failed. Within a few months of Max's death, three other young men in Ashland had died of ODs as well. In her grief, Pinsky got on the internet. As she researched all she could find about heroin addiction, she found naloxone was increasingly being made available to the public as a frontline antidote for opioid overdoses.
I saw that laws were changing around the country. They were talking about making it more available, but I didn't really see anything happening here.
Pinsky allied herself with Dr. Jim Shames, Jackson County's medical director. For several years, Shames has been leading local efforts to combat opioid addiction. With Shames's help, Pinsky launched her crusade to help put naloxone into the hands of anyone who might need it. She says friends, family, and co-workers of opioid users would all be wise to have the drug in their medicine cabinet just in case.
If someone says to me, well, I don't know anybody who takes opioids, I say, well, have you asked anybody? Because you start asking, and you will be surprised how little distance it is between you and someone you know taking opioids.
Back at the community meeting in Grants Pass, participants are watching one of several videos that explain how to use naloxone.
Tilt the person's head back and support their neck with your hand. Gently insert the tip of the nozzle into either nostril until your fingers are against the bottom of the person's nose.
Once they've listened to the presentations and viewed the videos, participants have earned a certificate that authorizes them to obtain and administer naloxone. As the new certificate holders line up to get their naloxone kits, I ask Linda Lamoureux of Grants Pass what brought her here tonight.
And I was actually a little skeptical about why we're giving this to people. And with the education I got tonight, I am 100% behind it.
David Vance, also from Grants Pass, says he works with people who use opioids. He says he's getting naloxone out of a sense of community responsibility.
I just want to be able to help them, so save a life.
By the end of the evening, Julia Pinsky says her group has given out nearly 35 naloxone kits, worth about $4,500, paid for by donations. This has been the third community naloxone meeting Max's mission has held. Two more are slated for later this spring in Cave Junction and Medford. Pinsky says her group's efforts are expanding, but that the need is still far greater. Liam Moriarty, JPR News, Grants Pass.